Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
5 o'clock. Good to have you guys with us. And we want to revisit something we discussed earlier in the show, which is, look, the Stanley Cup Finals start tonight. And I know, all Yzerman jokes aside, there is something wrong here when arguably the best player in any sport is playing and the ratings are down 25%. Connor McDavid, look, Pat Caputo, hockey's a passion for Pat. And when Pat says he might be the best player to ever play, I think that deserves, you know, some credibility there. Like, whoa, look, no one's watching. Florida and Edmonton's just, it's not going to pull numbers. The question is why? What is it that keeps you from watching hockey? What keeps hockey from, you know what? How do we make hockey great again? What keeps it from being in the conversation? And look, we talked about earlier, Rico, marketing is your angle. Other people, it's the players are boring. They're all like built on an assembly line. It's not an American sport. But then it was part two of this. It's that I am kind of breaking a Detroit law. Is that I'm rooting for a Canadian team to win the Stanley Cup. That, look, the Jeff Riegers of the world will tell you, you can't do that. That it's important to the city of Detroit, that we don't want our Canadian neighbors to win. All I'm saying is this. I think Connor McDavid is the best player without a championship in all of sports. I mean, he's better than Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, even comparatively, sport to sport. Connor McDavid is Michael Jordan without a title. So here's my question. Okay. Dude, if you're the best player to ever play your sport, the only comparative is Michael Jordan.
Ever?
Okay, if he's the greatest hockey player in history.
No, that's what I'm like, wow. So
Pat Caputo said it too.
More than Gretzky.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, look, first of all, Gretzky could cherry pick, and in the mid-80s, a little bit of a different sport. I'm asking the question, if he's not the best player without a championship, who is? But I'm rooting for him based on, I don't know, certain guys, they do it the right way. He's not a jerk. He doesn't do bad stuff off the ice. He just shows up and he does his job. He got gutted last year losing in game 7. I'm rooting for him. Oh, I mean, Rieger's mad at me. And I'm like, dude, you got to get over this.
USA
whole
versus Canada. I get it. No, I mean, that's a great question, Mike. I know you don't think highly. I'd say Lamar. But multiple MVP. He can do a lot of things that most quarterbacks cannot do. So, I mean, there's mobility and then there's Lamar, and you're not catching him. So I like where you're going with this. And that, you know what? Another thing I thought of too, maybe the fact that hockey doesn't have that player that's so polarizing, either you love or hate him. That one person that either you're rooting for, the kind of how Rieger is with Canada as a whole. You either rooting for them to win it all or you're rooting for them to lose it all.
The problem is there's a lot of guys that you hate. But you would say, "Oh, I'd love to have him on my team though." But I hate the guy. But like Brad Marchand is the archetype of that kind of a player.
But but it's just that one person that, you know what? I love this player. Or God, I'm so sick of this player. I mean, like think Mahomes. Like, oh, the Chiefs and Mahomes again. Oh, my goodness. Or you love them. And, yep, we won again. Deal with it. But Tom Brady was that person. Either you loved him or hated him.
This comes back to personality, though, because I feel like if hockey players had any personality, you'd either fall in love with a guy or hate a guy,
Brady right? Brady didn't really have a personality. Well, he was cocky, so.
That was a little bit of it. Plus, it's football, so you get a pass because
you're
of
right,
football.
You're right.
Like we said earlier, hockey is not football.
But I would say Lamar is probably the one player without a ring that I think I would put up there.
So there's two questions. You can go with whatever one you want, but it is a shame because the NHL, even with the best player potentially ever in their sport, can't make any headway. And the finals do start tonight. And look, I think the NBA's got a similar problem. I mean, on surface, it's just you're not the NFL. But Indiana and OKC, OKC's a wonderful story. Yeah. They were built from the ashes. They do play defense. They do have an MVP caliber player. They do have a really good team. No one cares.
Huh? I mean, Indiana. I was like, wow, yeah, this is a team that no one thought at the beginning of the year, Indiana will be in the finals. What? So you're right. I don't think the market size has anything to do with it. I just think that it's not that much juice for that either.
So tell us the reasons. What stops you from watching hockey? And the Connor McDavid question, am I wrong for rooting for him? Am I wrong for wanting him to be the guy who snaps the Canadian streak? That there's no better player who's more worthy of snapping that streak and reaching hero status than him. And you know what? I'll add this. Edmonton's a hellhole. I've talked to two people in my lifetime who have both lived in Edmonton, and it was the saddest conversation ever. When they themselves call it Deadmonton, that's a real problem. I kind of root for that because what the hell else do they have?
I was about to say, are they like the Green Bay of the NHL?
Yeah.
Well, that's all they got.
Yes. So it's just, to me, look, I'm rooting for them. And if that's violating a Detroit code, you can tell me. But I hate seeing guys that do it the right way and are truly awesome at what they do never get to win it. And look, McDavid's just not going to have this endless loop. To get to the Stanley Cup Finals back-to-back years, he was in a Game 7 last year. They've got to get this done. Plus, who the hell can root for Florida? They're cheating against the salary cap. They're in a no-tax state, so they have a natural advantage over us. Oh, and it's sunny down there. Like, I'm tired of them. Go away.
I mean, is it cheating or are you just really, cheating? You know?
Well, no, they use that long-term. Kenny, what's that IR thing they were using to do the 49ers scumbag cap routine?
They did. It's called LTIR, long-term injured reserve. Essentially, they put a guy in injured reserve. It doesn't count towards their cap. Then they bring in a whole bunch of guys. And then once the playoffs start, the cap doesn't exist. So they have a bunch of extra players.
That's just called, you know.
They're operating within the rules. That's called
thinking outside the box.
Right. Okay.
You can win titles that way.
They did it.
Or being
Eddie
DeBartolo Jr. Okay. I've had enough of you, your team, and your ilk. 248-539-9797.
Come back player of the year.
That's right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.